Before the multiplexes, before the age of the VCR and DVD, there was a kind of independent theater known as the grindhouse. It was typically dilapidated and urban in places like New York's old 42nd Street. And the bill always was a double or triple feature: exploitation, sexploitation, blaxploitation, or maybe an Italian cannibal or Mondo picture, often accompanied by the sound of winos snoring. Today's exploitation auteurs, Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, have collaborated on a cinematic time machine called Grindhouse. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Grindhouse is both an ode to the era of scuzzy exploitation theaters and an orgy for those who want to live or relive the dream. It's a 3-hour switchback ride into the belly of the B-movie beast. 2 rowdy full-length features, a slew of garish fake coming attractions, and steady eruptions of carnage and cruelty. All I missed from the old days were the pungent aromas of urine and dope. Robert Rodriguez wrote and directed the first feature, Planet Terror. Quentin Tarantino took the reins for the second, called Death Proof. The boisterously shallow Rodriguez serves up an entertaining Tex-Mex bouillabaisse, a zombie contagion shoot-em-up in which the blood explodes like water balloons. There's some kind of Iraq chemical weapon that's gotten loose, but I couldn't follow it, frankly. Bruce Willis pops up as an infected commando whose face bubbles when he stops breathing the short-term antidote through a gas mask. But the movie's central, luscious camera object is Rose McGowan, who opens Planet Terror with a semi-naked pole dance. When rampaging zombies rip off one of her gams and the hot rod hero, played by Freddie Rodriguez, screws a submachine gun into her stump, McGowan edges out Uma Thurman in Kill Bill as the ultimate abused and fetishized action movie femme. In Planet Terror's brief but tumultuous running time, Rodriguez pays homage to a long line of directors, from Howard Hawks to George Romero to John Carpenter to Tarantino, who shows up as an actor in his favorite kind of role, a sexual sadist who gets a gory comeuppance. Which brings us to Tarantino's Death Proof, in which the brutality is more shocking, because we get to know the characters. What makes some critics' knee-jerk derision of Tarantino so vexing is that he's more than a violence peddler. He's a humanist. Okay, he's a predatory humanist. He just loves to hang out with the characters who are going to get roughed up and killed. In this case, it's 2 sets of women. The first 3 are a celebrity Austin DJ known as Jungle Julia, played by Sydney Tamia Poitier, and her friends Shanna, played by Jordan Ladd, and Arlene, played by Vanessa Ferlito. All 3 are chafing under their roles as women of color and objects of lust. But they do stretch out in short shorts while they're chafing. In a local watering hole, they're eyeballed by a scarred macho man at the bar who calls himself Stuntman Mike and drives a black Charger he boasts is reinforced for high-speed collisions and rollovers. Death Proof. That's Kurt Russell.
Do I frighten you? Is it my scar?
It's your car.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Have you been following us?
No, but that's what I love about Austin. It's just so damn small.
You've seen us go before? I saw him outside of Guero's.
And I saw you outside Guero's, too. You saw my car, I saw your legs. Now, look, I ain't stalking y'all, but I didn't say I wasn't a wolf.
So you really weren't following us?
I'm not following you, Butterfly. I just got lucky.
The second set of women take over the film before we've fully digested the fate of the first. But these are ladies of a different stripe, fresh from a movie shoot, including Rosario Dawson as a makeup person and a pair of stunt women, played by Tracy Toms and real-life stunt person Zoe Bell. They gush about vintage speedsters and car movies like Vanishing Point and Dirty Mary Crazy Larry. They remind you that grindhouse has offered powerful women before Hollywood did, from Russ Meyer's big-breasted kickboxers to Pam Grier's foxy vigilantes. Death Proof is a grim stalker picture, a car chase picture, and a raucous anthem to female empowerment. It seems dredged up from the psyche of a movie freak who loves women on screen almost as much as he loves to punish women on screen, and who gets off most on his own ambivalence. The fun of Grindhouse is in our breathless anticipation of what they'll hurl at us next. And I'm sad that, like all movies, it will be seen by most people on video. It should be consumed in a theater, full of live, shrieking, gasping, cheering, exploitation movie junkies, just like in the old days. We get too much sex and violence at home, in front of our TVs. We need to get out more.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.